With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back. Southern New England Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Plenty of texts to get to. We'll get to them, but let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's say good morning to Rich in North Providence. Good morning, Rich. You're next up on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's up?
Well, I mean, as Scott pointed out about Kyrie, it'd be interesting to take a survey amongst the Boston Celtics fans as to how many think he's sort of like a prima donna.
Well, I think you'd have a high percentage of that. You know, whether or not they, you know, are willing to, you know, how they feel about it and willing to put up with it, that sort of thing. I think that'd be, it'd be interesting at this point in the season.
So if they, if they can't re-sign him, I mean, they're going to have a limited window to get something for him.
Well, if you don't re-sign him, you're not getting anything for him.
You're not getting anything.
No. I think it's either you re-sign him or you don't. That's the bottom line,
They wouldn't trade him, you don't think?
Nah, what are you going to get for him, for a guy that's going to be a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a roster spot right now, right, on the team?
There is an open roster spot, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the buyout market, but one of the guys I think that was a target of theirs was Enes Kanter, and he's going to Portland, and Markieff Morris, Marcus's brother, he's gone to Oklahoma City. So a couple of guys off the market there.
Concerning the Red Sox, I understand them not bringing Kimbrel back, but I would have brought back Joe Kelly myself. I like Joe. I liked how he was able to mix it up with the Yankees as well, so to speak. You know, it would be interesting to see. Do you think the Dodgers have a good chance of coming back to be in the World Series?
I don't know with the Dodgers because they made a couple of deals. They dealt off Puig and and getting Joe Kelly, I wouldn't have signed him for the money that they signed him for. I think they signed him for what, $8 million a year?
Yeah.
He was just too inconsistent. I mean, he came up big in the postseason, which is exactly what the Red Sox needed. But my concern more is you let him go. Kimbrel's not back, and you know, you're banking on your closer being Matt Barnes or Ryan Brazier, which to me, we already had concerns. And those guys came up, they did well in the postseason, but to be your closer, I don't know. I wouldn't throw the money at Craig Kimbrel. You're right, Rich, but at the same time, I don't know.
How much do you think Kimbrel's going to get?
What he's going to get now, I'm not sure, but
I mean, you mean to tell me you really, after what Kelly did for us in the World Series and everything, that he's not worth at least $8 million a year?
No. Yeah, he's way inconsistent for $8 million a year. It's about the regular season, too. I'm not paying a guy $8 million a year to get a couple outs. He came up big. Don't get me
Richard,
wrong.
I know, but Rich's point's a good one. When you look at the silly money that's thrown around in Major League Baseball, I mean, is Kelly, by today's market standards, worth $8 million a year? You could argue yes, and I agree with what you're saying, Nick, too, that he was wildly inconsistent
and
really bad during the regular season. He got it together during the postseason, but it's almost like $8 million a year is chump change in Major League Baseball today.
Maybe. I mean, and especially if I just figured they were going to do more in the free agent market in terms of relievers, but they didn't do – Dave Dombrowski didn't do anything. So that's why I don't know. I shake my head, and we had concerns about the bullpen going to the postseason last year, and they turned out to be geniuses. So we'll see. Maybe they're geniuses again. But
do they overpay for a reliever around the midpoint of the season? They overpay for a reliever.
I don't know if you overpay. I don't know what you'd overpay with.
Like you give up. Well, remember they gave up four players for Tyler Thornburg.
I don't think you have four players to give up now for a reliever.
You know, granted they were prospects, or they were a couple of them were AAA guys, but still, again, that Tyler Thornburg thing, they gave up four players. So what I'm saying is that it looks like to me that they're headed towards scurrying around for a relief pitcher and willing to, you know, overpay to bring in a reliever.
Well, that's why I have concern, because you don't have anything to overpay with. Your farm system, you've already overpaid for guys,
yeah.
So your farm system is gutted. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing there to overpay with. So I think they will at some point mid-season maybe acquire a reliever or two. I always like the idea, and call me crazy, but I always really like the idea of bringing back Nathan Eovaldi as your closer. Maybe at some point Eovaldi becomes a guy that's in the back end of your bullpen.
Right.
Maybe they're thinking that too.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
for whatever they pay him, what is it? I can't even remember what the deal was. It was a 4-70, so like 16, 17 a year.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's not so crazy to me, especially the way he played in the postseason. So
16,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're giving him like 16, 17 million a year. Again, like Joe Kelly's not worth 8 million.
Maybe he is. You know what? Maybe rethinking it, Rich. Maybe he is. I just didn't like the inconsistency to give him $8 million a year at you know, 4 years. It just, I know what he did in the postseason for you. He finally came through, but I just,
that was
the okay
time. That was the time to come through. Okay, he didn't like your performance during the, but I mean, he got it together and he just like smoked them during the postseason.
Yeah. But that's one of those things too that. Would he repeat that? Would he come? I mean, because this season he could come.
Hey, I would go for that. I would go again if he was inconsistent during the year. But in the playoff time, man, you know, when push came to shove, he shined. It's like I'd pay $8 million a year for that.
If it's going to happen again, sure. If that's, but I can't get out of my head. Mid-season last year, he was a nothing guy in the bullpen. I just, it's wildly inconsistent.
You have to give him credit when the pressure was on.
I'm not giving him credit. I'm just talking about paying him
four years
for $8 million a year. Yeah.
Let it go. Joe Kelly's not walking through that door. Let it go. It's over with. We can't get him back.
No, I understand. I still appreciate so much what he did for us, though.
Yeah, me too.
No, I didn't appreciate it either. I'm just saying $8 million a year for 4 years. I just remember what he was.
We are in the same spot we were last year, although you could argue worse because we don't have a closer that we know we can rely on.
Yep.
But going into the season, the one concern we have is about the Boston bullpen. And they were a problem all during the regular season last year. Somehow, some way, they figured it out and were lights out in the postseason. But when you look at, on paper, what this Boston bullpen looks like and who they've lost during the offseason, that is the one concern regarding this team heading into the year. I guess if you want to put another concern, you'd say the health of a guy like Chris Sale. But pretty much it's the Boston bullpen is the one area of concern with the Red Sox heading into the season.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a three-year deal with Joe.
Whatever it was, a long-term deal. Yeah. Three, four, that's...
Three years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. 401-737-1287 is the number. Text us 37937.
Can I take a texter to task here?
Sure. I didn't expect to get into a Joe Kelly argument, so let me cool down. Go ahead.
Yeah. From the 401, and this one obviously is directed at me, Garnett left the Timberwolves to join Pierce and Allen. Bad example. Wrong. Garnett did not demand or request a trade from Minnesota. Danny Ainge acquired him from the Timberwolves. He reached out to Minnesota, and that was part of the Al Jefferson deal. So he wasn't a free agent that decided I was going to team up with two superstars in Boston, but they traded with Minnesota. In fact, he did not want to leave Minnesota, if you recall correctly.
Right.
Danny had to go out and get Ray Allen to kind of convince him, hey, we really want you here in Boston. But the fact of the matter is that was a trade. That wasn't, you know, Kevin Garnett saying, I'm going to sign as a free agent with the Boston Celtics.
Right. 401-737-1287. Call us, text us 37937. Before we go to another break, let's say good morning to our friend Joe in the Bucket. Joe, good morning. You're next up on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning. How are you, Mr. Kodishi?
What's
hey,
up, Joe.
Joe?
Good. How are you, Nick?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I agree with you about what you say about Celtics and Kyrie Irving. He's a good player, but they won without him last year in the playoffs, and the team gels and stuff. And that's not good of bringing down the younger players on the team. He's a head case, Kyrie Irving. And as for Brown University, what a big win for Brown last week at the Pensacola Center. They beat top-ranked team Princeton. They're near the top. Good win for Mike Martin and the players and T.J. Florentine, too. What a good kid he is. So I'll hear your thoughts and I'll hear your thoughts and have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Tough loss last night though for Brown, trying to bounce back against Columbia tonight. Scott's in the call. And they're going to want to keep pace in the Ivy League, try to take one or two from this weekend. In terms of Kyrie, I mean, you know, we've talked about it. It is what it is. You balance the superstar mentality and whatnot. Do you bring him back? You know, where do you go moving forward here with Kyrie? It's the ultimate question here for this Celtics team.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that's, you know, Danny Ainge, I do not envy him right now as to how he's – what moves he's going to make during this offseason. I know what he wants to do. I know he wants to bring in Anthony Davis, team him up with Kyrie, and make a run for another championship. I get it. But I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of pitfalls in that plan, because it could very well be that in a year from now, both of those guys are walking out the door to other franchises. And then you would have traded some of your best young assets to get Anthony Davis. So it scares me. And that's why Danny Ainge has got to really figure out what is the best plan for this franchise moving forward. Not going to be easy.
401-737-1287, the number to call and talk to us. Text us 37937. I see a text here from Sean in Rumford. He says, "Hey, Scott and Nick, love the Red Sox talk, but I'd love to switch gears to hear your thoughts as we hit the home stretch of the local basketball season." Well, you know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and our friend Kevin McNamara from the Providence Journal will join us to talk about some of the college hoops team and the local hoops scene, and we'll talk a little bit more Celtics, too, and we'll take your calls. This is Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEE.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.